I'm glad of the attendance. I must say, I don't know if Stafford, if you felt like this, that in light of the debate on abortion going on in Northern Ireland at the moment, I wondered if there would be interest, sufficient interest, in this subject at this time to get this kind of crowd together. So I'm very glad to see that is the case. The subject was chosen because we wanted to think proactively rather than reactively. Since it is going to come down the road, let us now do what thinking we can, rather than simply wait till it's there, out there in the public domain in a very upfront fashion, and then do our thinking. Of course, we have had upfront debates about it, but you know what I mean. In terms of the legislative position, it's not at the moment got the place of, for example, the abortion debate, or another sphere, of course, the whole question of law and religious freedom. I could say a number of things, but I said I wouldn't, and I'm going to stick to that. I think one of the things that strikes me on the basis of today's discussion is, and this often strikes me in different contexts, is the futility of the way in which certain of these issues are set up in our society in terms of faith-based perspectives or rational perspectives. And the two are regarded as at each other's throats. And that's a misunderstanding of faith, and indeed a misunderstanding of philosophical reason as well. It is not that faith and reason are two words for the same thing. It is that a faith that isn't in some sort of alliance with reason, even grounded in reason, some might say, that kind of faith is not going to be worthwhile or stand the public test. And in the same way, reason itself must very quickly become aware of its own limitations and must become aware of the need to dig deep into the wisdom that has informed practice, including medical practice, over the centuries. And the sad thing is that some of us fear that we face the loss of that wisdom very often, as we become cut off from our past increasingly. John Wyatt there referred to the way in which we talk about compassion and autonomy and the strength of those arguments. We must meet that strength with equal strength, and I think it's been demonstrated today how it can be done. Faith and reason together. And I'm struck by the way in which in all this we are seeking wisdom, deep, deep, deep wisdom. And that where sometimes we are inclined to think, and those people I agree with in euthanasia too often speak like this, we are inclined to think in terms of just right and wrong, and we put it out there as a black and white, cold-blooded thing very often. In the book of Proverbs, for example, we encourage to think in terms of wisdom, deep wisdom, not simply right and wrong, but this is how humans flourish. And this is also how humans are destroyed. And this pool of wisdom gained from experience is something which we must retain and must not let faith and reason get at each other's throats. John Stuart Mill has been talked about. Mill thought that a society flourished when you maximized individual freedom so long as you didn't harm other people. Well, there's a lot in that, isn't there? But a society flourishes even more when its aim is not the maximization of human freedom, but the protection of the vulnerable. When that becomes a primary aim, it matters even more. Indeed, we discover our true freedom in the protection of the vulnerable. And indeed, we attain a true individualism because we care for individuals. This book appeared in my pigeonhole today, Teresa Ecclesias, a fine, fine philosopher on these issues, The Dignity of the Individual. The Dignity of the Individual. But that is only properly understood and reached when we think in terms of protecting the vulnerable rather than maximizing my individual freedom. So true individualism arises from the protection of the vulnerable. Well, thank you very much indeed. And thanks also, I don't think I thanked those who were responsible for administration and catering at all levels here, whether in the Union Theological College or in Assemblies building. Many thanks to you all for making this day a success. Thank you indeed.